Jemani Williams won handily over 16 other candidates to fill the vacancy created by former public advocate Tish James Wynn in the race for New York State Attorney General. That office was vacated by Eric Schneiderman in May of 2018. Jemani Williams is a 42-year-old former tenant organizer. He served as Brooklyn Council member since 2009. He defeated a field that included former City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivedito and State Assembly member Michael Blake, a vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Tuesday's special election was officially nonpartisan, but almost all of the candidates were Democrats. City Councilmember Eric Ulrich, who stood in support of the Amazon deal in Queens, is the only Republican elected official who was in the race. He came in second. The position of public advocate is often seen as a stepping stone to higher office. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held that position before running successfully for mayor. Here is Jemani Williams at his victory party in Brooklyn.
I do promise to raise my voice and raise the issues of the people of this city. But it's not about my voice alone. It's about our voices.
Yes, sir.
Together.
Yes.
Our voices together send a message loud and clear. Our voices together can rise above politics, above pettiness. Our voices can rise in the occasion of the times we face to meet this moment with our movement. The challenges that we face are great, but we can rise to conquer any hill, any mountain. And from there, our voices will echo and we will be heard. I said at the beginning of the campaign that no matter how steep the hill was, we have to keep moving up. We have to keep going up the hill for equity. We have to keep going up the hill for justice. We have to keep going up the hill for all of us. To the people who say that it can't be done, please move out of the way of the people who are doing it.
The public advocate's job holds little authority at present. It offers access, though, to a bully pulpit that can be used to scold more powerful office holders. And the nature of the position could change. Along with many of the city's elected officials, Bronx Councilmember Vanessa Gibson celebrated Jemani Williams' win at his victory party.
He worked really hard for this seat, and people forget that he ran for lieutenant governor last year, so he's been out there for a long time, so I'm just so glad. He has a great track record, and he is qualified for this position.
And what do you look forward to with him as public advocate?
I think he's going to continue to do all of the work he's done, the advocacy, and he's just going to take it to the next level on a citywide level. I love the idea that he's going to provide an office in each borough, which I think is very great for the office of the public advocate, and so I look forward to working with him in the council.
And with that, all the building trades and laborers came together to support Jemani Williams.
Activist Linda Sarsour.
This is going to be the first time we're going to have a public advocate that really has put his life on the line for the things that he believes in. Somebody who has been an adversary to multiple mayors, someone who has been at the front line of every movement that I've been a part of, and I'm just grateful to see a public advocate become the public advocate.
And what about a change in the public advocate's office in terms of resources, in terms of having a representation in each of the boroughs?
Absolutely. I mean, Jemani has the track record of passing the most pieces of legislation and effective legislation in the New York City Council. He knows how funding works. He knows how the budget works. So I know he's going to advocate to expand resources to the public advocate's office, give it some teeth, and make sure that it's actually an office that can enforce and can hold a mayor's office accountable.
Jemani Williams says, "I am honored to serve as the people's voice." His mom at the victory party was beaming, and even though Jemani Williams won a third of the votes, he will still have to compete again in a June primary and a November general election to serve as public advocate past the end of 2019. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.